This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 377 for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, building on yesterday's gains. The July canola contract adds $9.30 at $635 per ton, while the November contract is up $7.80 at $650.40 per ton. Increases in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal are spilling over into canola. However, Chicago soy oil is putting some pressure on the Canadian oilseed. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady and providing little direction to the vegetable oils. While the July canola contract moves above its 50-day moving average, it's hovering around its 20-day and 100-day moving averages. Cool temperatures and precipitation continue to dominate the prairie weather, with rain or snow depending on the area. The Canadian dollar moves higher Thursday morning, with the loonie at 72.87 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 72.68. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending April 25th, old crop soybeans come to 414,000 tons and are within market expectations. New crop sales of 7,000 tons are on the disappointing side. Soy meal export sales of 131,000 tons of old crop are short of trade guesses. New crop sales are 3,400 tons. Soy oil sales of 7,200 tons meet market predictions. Export sales of U.S. corn exceed 758,000 tons of old crop and are within trade guesses. There are 33,700 tons of new crop. Wheat tallies 20,300 tons of old crop and nearly 407,000 tons of new crop, and both are within market expectations. Reports say Russian missiles strike Odessa for the third time this week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The July contract jumped 17 cents at $11.87 per bushel. July soy meal advances $9.10 at $358.10 per short ton. But July soy oil loses about 0.3 cents at 42.94 cents per pound. Chicago corn is higher as the July contract adds 7 cents at 4.58 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract up 3 cents at 3.80. The U.S. wheat complex follows suit, with Chicago July nudging up 0.25 cents at 5.99 and a half. Kansas City July adds 6 cents at 6.31. And Minneapolis July gained 6 cents as well at 7.08. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.